This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums. With me is Wayne Bell, who writes the column Culture Club for FayettevilleFlyer.com. It's not award season in Hollywood, but it's award season on Broadway.
Yeah, and that the Tonys, for my money, are always probably the best of all the award shows.
Well, it's the most natural.
Yeah, I really mean, get to see people that oftentimes are struggling, and this is a big night for them, and they get to go. Or you get to see, Broadway actors at their best on a night when you normally don't get to see them, and see all the work that's put into a show. And, you know, it affects us here, because if a show picks up momentum from winning Tonys or from a great Tony performance, then the potential that it will tour and eventually regionally end up in a place like Northwest Arkansas, it does affect us here.
I know that there have been several shows that the first time I really, even if I had read about them somewhere, the first time I saw any portions from them, I think of Avenue Q, mm-hmm. or God of Carnage or things like that. First time you really kind of hear about them or see them is on the Tony broadcast.
Right. And this year, I think that, you know, the trend has continued from the past, say, 10 years, where if you saw a movie that wasn't that great years ago, mm-hmm. it's now a Broadway show. So three of this year's Best Musical nominees, Leap of Faith, which was a movie with Steve Martin, if you remember.
No,
in the late 80s.
I do not.
Newsies.
Which was, as a movie, was kind of panned.
A musical with a young Christian Bale in the early 90s. And Once, the film that came out a few years ago. Which was a great movie. Those are all three up for Best Musical this year, because they've been staged for Broadway. And, you know, it probably will come down to Once or Newsies. Once is the smaller, critically acclaimed one, and Newsies is the one that touring companies would probably want to win, because it's got the big Disney production numbers and everything like that. But it is interesting that, you know, Once was a good movie, a small movie, but a good movie.
It was about
the
musician
other two,
trying to get his big break, and he falls in love.
Mm-hmm. The other two were really not very good movies at all. And that's just going along this trend of, you know, The Wedding Singer and Legally Blonde and
Ghost the musical.
The Ghost the musical is up for a couple of awards. So, I mean, it's very strange that this, you know, this phenomenon, but it's proven water, so mm-hmm.
well,
that's why it continues.
Given, much like the reason that Hollywood continues to give us sequels, when you consider how much it costs to put on a Broadway play, mm-hmm. if you have some familiarity in there.
And that's why you would think that something like Newsies would win, but I kind of have a feeling they'll probably go with Once, just because of the strength of the story, but either one could. The other thing that's really big about the Tony Awards, as in the past few years when people like Denzel Washington or Scarlett Johansson or Viola Davis won, this year we also have a lot of big-name people that are nominated. Philip Seymour Hoffman is nominated for Death of a Salesman, and is probably the favorite. Andrew Garfield is nominated for Death of a Salesman, and is probably the favorite in his category. You've got veteran actors like Judith Light and Stalker Channing, and, you know, so we are seeing more of a trend of those kind of performers that we recognize from film or TV now being recognized for their theater work.
A year ago right now, you and I were talking about Book of Mormon, because that was the nominee. And while very few people had seen it, almost everyone had heard about it because it had gotten so much press. It doesn't seem to be something that is that well known that's nominated this year. I mean, Death of a Salesman, Philip Seymour Hoffman, but that doesn't count.
Yeah, that revival is really well known, of course. And this year, you've also got some plays that are contending. You have Clyburn Park, which is kind of a sequel to Raising the Sun. Mm-hmm. You have Other Desert Cities, which was popular. I would say the big thing, or the big one to watch this year, that's been getting the most press, because a lot of people, for two reasons. The first one is a lot of people either love it or hate it. And that's the retelling of the Gershwin's Porgy and Bess. They have trimmed a 4.5-hour musical down to a 2-hour Broadway show. So a lot of opera purists are, they hate it.
Right.
But then it's also attracting a lot of new audiences. The other reason that everyone's talking about that is if there's kind of one lock for Tony Knight, it's the Bess character, which is Audra McDonald, which if people aren't familiar with her, you know, she's not much older than I am. And if she wins, this will be her 5th Tony Award, you know, and she's, I think, in her late 30s. And she's kind of the Meryl Streep of theater. I mean, that would set a record or tie a record. And she's such a talent that she, you know, is phenomenal in the show if you haven't heard the score. But I would say Porgy and Bess is the one that, you know, either love it or hate it, a lot of people are responding to. And at the end of the day, a touring company of Porgy and Bess, even if it's a slimmed down version, granted it won't have Audra McDonald, but it will get people to see Porgy and Bess, which is, you know, amazing.
And Tony's hosted this year by
Neil Patrick Harris,
who everyone seems to love.
Yeah, and he does a really good job with the Tonys and bringing a lot of viewership to a little scene but should be watched show.
It's Sunday night on CBS, right?
Correct.
Thank you, Wayne.
Thank you.
Wayne Bell writes the Column Culture Club for FayettevilleFlyer.com.